You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The sounds we're listening to are being made by silkworms as they feed, but as we'll hear in a moment, silkworms make a pretty good snack themselves. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
The people in Guangzhou, which is formerly Canton, the short hydrofoil ride from Hong Kong, enjoy a lot of exotic foods such as scorpions, black water beetles, silkworm pupae, you name it, and you can find it in the markets and restaurants in Guangzhou.
Peter Menzel is a photographer and co-author of the book Man Eating Bugs. Now, in order to write a book about humans eating insects, you've got to do some field research. Peter tells us what a silkworm pupae tastes like.
The silkworm pupae that we ate in Guangzhou were quite good, and they were served up in a number of different ways. One way was with ginger, red peppers, and onions. They were stir-fried with a little bit of sweet sauce. They were never really mixed with anything else to mask their flavor because they were quite good. They tasted like peanut butter foie gras.
But silkworms, like any other food, fall in and out of fashion as tastes change. Once considered a food to turn to only in times of necessity, the worms are now back in vogue in China.
The silkworm is very rich in protein and amino acids, and it was a dietary supplement that was quite often very much appreciated when people were going hungry in China. In several cities in China, we found that it wasn't poor people that were eating insects, that you actually couldn't find silkworm pupae being sold in street stalls anymore. They were only in some of the better restaurants.
Our thanks to Eiji Oya for the silkworm recordings. You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.